Earlier this month, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin and state lawmakers had some good financial news to share. They had a nearly $200 million surplus to spend. About half of that will go toward the state's ailing pension system, and another chunk will cover retired teachers' health insurance. But as Liz Schlemmer of member station WFPL reports, relying on a surplus to fund these benefits has some people concerned.
When lawmakers were drafting the 2018-2020 state budget, the talk was it was going to be tight. Here's Republican Representative Jason Nemes from Louisville, who's on the House Budget Committee.
It was particularly tight this past budget cycle because we had to fund the pension, which hadn't been done in over a decade. And so there's a lot of debt there.
About $43 billion of debt. That's what Kentucky owes state employees expected to retire over the next three decades and does not have the savings to pay. That was partly because investment returns were poor, and partly because, until recently, the state wasn't making the payments it was advised to make. Until this budget.
So we put $1 billion into the pension system, and when you have approximately an $11 billion budget, $1 billion going to pensions elbows out the opportunity to pay for other things.
Lawmakers made cuts. One of the things they cut was $70 million to fund the health benefits of teachers who retired under the age of 65, who aren't eligible for Medicare yet. Teachers like Royce Whitman. She spent her career at Jefferson County Public Schools as a special education teacher and librarian. She retired at age 58 to help care for her parents, both retired teachers themselves.
My mom has dementia, and my dad is getting there, and they both had a lot of physical issues.
She says she spends 3 or 4 days a week helping them out.
When you teach, you're in it 24/7, so there's just no way to do that and continue to work full time.
Before Whitman retired, she did the math. She figured she could afford her expenses, including $200 a month for health insurance until she qualifies for Medicare. That health plan she's counting on, that's the one the state decided to cut funding for this year, unless there was a surplus.
In our view, that was not the ideal way to fund it.
Brent McKim is the president of the Jefferson County Teachers Association, the local teachers' union.
It worked out in the end, but it really should be funded in the budget proper.
That's because the teachers' unions and the legislature negotiated a bill about 10 years ago that said the state would cover that health plan for retired teachers under the age of 65. While teachers and schools would pay more to support older retirees. So McKim says that surplus is just helping the state keep its end of the deal.
This is the state fulfilling its commitment that it made as part of the shared responsibility bill.
But that law also says the state doesn't have to pay its part if the welfare of the Commonwealth demands it. This year, for the first time ever, lawmakers argued that money for the health plan was better spent on pensions, income tax cuts, and the needs of a tight budget.
$70 million, it's a lot of money.
That's Representative Nemes again, who I should add initially voted to fully fund the health plan. But at the end of budget negotiations, that $70 million was cut and given priority to be put back if there was a surplus.
This is a question that we wrangled with, because it was extremely important to us to fund schooling, to fund teachers, to fund their pensions and their health care. And that's one of the reasons that it's so important and so good that we had a surplus.
But what if we hadn't? Trustees of the Teachers Pension Board, which also manages retirees' health plans, assured lawmakers that if a surplus didn't happen, they could cover the loss this time. The board could pull money out of the fund for older retired teachers' health insurance. Another option would be to raise monthly costs for retirees like Royce Whitman. But board managers told legislators they weren't planning to go there. Lawmakers are about to negotiate another budget next year. What if the legislature pegs that health plan on a surplus again and a recession comes instead? Whitman says she worries it could affect her health benefits.
We've counted on this. When we go to retire, this is what we, what we expect. It's what we promised all along.
This story is just one piece of a larger puzzle. The big picture is that Kentucky is struggling to secure the expected health benefits and constitutionally guaranteed pensions of state workers. That state surplus wasn't really a bonus, but rather a much-needed Band-Aid for some of the state's promises. I'm Liz Schlemmer in Louisville.